Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, great evening, everybody.
The life of an NFL cheerleader looks extremely fun and glamorous, but the actual realities of the job are problematic to say the least. Here are a few reasons why life in a football cheer squad is anything but charmed.
They intimidate you into silence, but, I mean, you want to be a cheerleader. It's the best job in the world.
Professional sports are incredibly cutthroat. The talent pool for NFL cheerleaders is just as vast as it is for players. And getting selected is just as competitive.
We work so hard for years just for one audition.
As of 2018, Sportster reported that only 26 of the league's 32 teams had cheerleading squads. And for those precious few positions, hundreds of women in each team's metropolitan area audition, according to GQ.
I can tell in 5 or 10 seconds if somebody is right for the job on their jazz walk.
Former Pats cheerleader Patty Dara told Global News, "The New England Patriots get more than 500 women who try out for the team every year, and they're all good. They want the best of the best, which means the best dancers, but also the best representatives.
They're not even paid for quite a bit of the work that they do."
Beginning in 2014, the LA Times reported that several NFL cheerleaders had filed huge lawsuits against their teams and the league, claiming illegal payment practices, such as wage theft. According to Mother Jones, a suit filed by the Oakland Raiderettes claimed cheerleaders raked in just $125 a game, and that's on the high end. According to the outlet, the Cincinnati Bengals were reportedly paid $90 per game, Tampa Bay's cheerleaders earned $100, and the Buffalo Jills got a free game ticket and a parking pass. Just for the record, Bloomberg reported the average per-game salary of an NFL player around that time was almost $200,000.
I used to be a Cincinnati Bengal, but I was paid more being a dancing cupcake than an NFL cheerleader.
Worked out to an hourly wage, cheerleaders were making way below the legal minimum. So how did teams skirt the law? They reportedly classified cheerleaders as independent contractors rather than team employees. After the Raiderettes suit was filed, the Raiders upped cheerleader pay to a barely legal $9 an hour. It took California Governor Jerry Brown to ensure that professional sports cheerleaders in California were guaranteed minimum wage, workers' comp, and basic benefits. While many squad members make around $100 per game, uniforms are reportedly not provided. Instead, they must be purchased by the cheerleaders from their teams. According to NBC News, those skimpy uniforms would cost a Buffalo Bills cheerleader about $650. And if a uniform suffers even the tiniest bit of damage, the luckless lady may have to pony up for a new one. ESPN reported that a Raiderette had to cough up the cash for a replacement uniform after getting an ink stain on her top at an autographed signing event. Cheerleaders are almost universally expected to rock a certain look. But let's be honest, looking like a cheerleader means being conventionally attractive, and for the NFL, that means being thin.
What's most important, definitely nutrition and fitness, and then just don't sleep on the importance of your appearance.
According to a former NFL cheerleader's anonymous account of her job, slim figures are enforced with weigh-ins before games. She told Cosmo, "The first time I weighed in at 127 pounds, the choreographer assured me that it was just gas. But when the scale still showed 127 pounds on game day, I was pulled from the performance." The realities of work were allegedly even worse for the Buffalo Jills, the Buffalo Bills' former cheerleaders. According to the New York Post and Alyssa Yu, a Buffalo Jill from 2012 to 2013, cheerleaders were forced to undergo a so-called physique evaluation. She told HBO Sports,
"You have to perform 10 jumping jacks, and that's what was called the jiggle test, so they could see, you know, if any parts of your body were jiggling."
Former cheer teammate Maria claimed the dehumanizing workplace exercise also had real consequences.
"You failed a jiggle test?"
"I did. I was devastated. I started crying. You're very emotional because that's what you work so hard for, is to cheer at these games."
Not only do cheerleaders have to keep their appearance in company-mandated condition, but some are required to conduct their personal lives just as primly. Deadspin reported that the behaviors the Buffalo Jills were told to follow included: don't use slang, don't swear, don't be overly opinionated, don't flirt, don't dominate conversations, don't gossip, avoid any and all innuendo, and don't burp or sneeze without saying "excuse me." According to the LA Times, the Oakland Raiderettes signed a contract promising they'd never wear curlers on their way to the stadium or chew gum. And while a large part of an NFL cheerleader's job involves dancing and revealing outfits, Some teams prohibit their cheerleaders from doing anything risque on social media. In 2018, New Orleans Saints cheerleader Bailey Davis was fired after posting a privacy-locked photo on Instagram in a flattering one-piece.
This is a sanctioned photo.
Which one do you think shows more skin?
I think the one on the left, and they actually picked out that swimsuit for me.
Davis sued the team, which also reportedly tells its cheer squad to not even eat in the same restaurants as its players.
What it's going to take is a team of women that are going to stand up together and say, we're not going to tolerate this any longer.
All right. Great evening, everybody. Great day. So glad you could join us. Hey, listen, we got a great show. We're talking about recognizing the change, 2020 call to action. I'm your host tonight, Michonne L. and Gigi Watson. I am just so excited to come into your living rooms, your cars, or wherever you are listening all over the world. We thank you for joining us. It's going to be a great show. We're just talking about some of the resources that's out here. There's a lot of people that don't know the resource.
Hello? What happened? Michelle?
Further on up the road, someone's gonna hurt you like you hurt me. Further on up the road, someone's gonna hurt you like you hurt me. Just what you sow. That old saying is true. You got to reap just what you sow. That old saying is true. Like you mistreat someone, someone's gonna mistreat you. Now you're laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. Now you're laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. Further on up the road, you found out I wasn't lying. Further on up the road.
Hey, y'all. I'm back. I want to apologize to y'all about this delay and the reactions that's going on with this technology. My phone just restarted. Unfortunately, that's just the truth about the matter. No need to hide it, this situation, because you experienced it. Right, so right diving back into, I'm your host, Nishan L., and you're listening to Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationships. So further on up the road, I had to throw that in there real quick for you guys, and hope you enjoyed that. I hope it spoke to you in this present time. But we're talking about recognizing the change right here in our present day 2020, in the call to action, and the bills changing. And I apologize if y'all hear a bunch of beeping and things. My phone had to reset, as I said before, so now all my notifications jumping off, and it's just what it is. Hey, so diving right back into everything and just keeping it moving in real life. I'm so excited that you all joined in and stayed with us and was patient with us. I've been going through a lot of transformations in my own personal life, and I've been experiencing some things I've never experienced before. And, you know, on a different level, taking on more responsibility as far as how I govern my entities, my brand, how I govern the quality that I bring, the servitude that I bring, the experience that I bring, and the knowledge. And so recognizing the changes, I don't know what your experiences are, but I want to really hear from you tonight, and I wish it would have went off the air, you know, went on the broadcast, would have went just smooth, but that's just real life. Sometimes things happen. No apologies. So how are you, Gigi? What's good, girl? It's good to be back on the air.
Hey, girl.
We're live.
Girl, I know.
What it is. Oh, my God. Listen, because things have been crazy. It's getting hot out there in April.
Yeah.
I'm so used to
it.
Oh, I can't sing that. But, yeah.
And it said the coronavirus in Texas, here in Houston, Texas, is getting worse. I said, oh, my goodness.
I
have to get out of here.
I see it. Oh, my. Well, you stay safe and keep your hands washed. You know, and keep social distance. That's our recommendation.
And I seen on the news, they said it was something in the air, so everybody had to wear their mask.
Yeah,
I forgot my mask. The lady pointed to me right there. Man, I said, I have forgot it. I think it's too late now.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because this is what I was talking about. This is exactly what this show is about tonight. The show is about the changes, right? So now they said that it's supposed to be we're not supposed to be paying for masks. However, I was in a grocery store. I won't call a name. I should shout them out, but, you know, to tear them down, to talk about how disrespectful they are in a pandemic where people are struggling to pay for groceries, or, you know, they got to use the AC more so all day now because the heat is on. You know, we're in the summertime. And so because we're in the summertime, people bills are going up. And so now people don't have the finances to be able to afford an extra expense. And it's supposed to totally be free during this time. They're supposed to be passing it out into every health care provider that's listening or will hear this broadcast. Shame on you that you are not making it sure that the people that are sick, your clients, your patients, are not well equipped. You know, those that are susceptible, that have those that have autoimmune deficiencies and diabetes and mental health and asthma and stuff and cancer. You know. Why don't we have protective gear? Well, no, we just supposed to stay indoors, stay at home, keep people alive, stay at home. That's what they say. But what happens when you can't stay at home and you have to go out and you do not have the mask and you don't have a quality of mask? Oh, I know they say wrap a shirt around your face. Put a scarf, your shirt up, you know, whatever. They tell you grab anything that you can use. And I think that you should. It would be smart if you do, because who knows what's out here that we're breathing in. But I think it's a shame that they will make people pay for these things in these stores. These things ought to be available for every customer. That's my point. So go ahead, Gigi, fill me in. Yeah, that's my thoughts on that. I really believe that they need to be giving those masks out. And then we've seen video footage where the masks have been targeted to have radiation particles or some type of device or something in it. I wasn't really sure because it's just so much going on, but that they've been tainted.
Bringing that up, right there, when I put the mask on, it might be so hot, like I can't breathe. So I had to take it off a little bit to get some air.
Well, I want to note this. I want to say this on the record. I wound up with a sinus infection. Those masks are breathing bacterial infections. If you put your mask down, if you take it off, it's moist. And the moment that you take it off and you cannot put it in a protective bag or cloth or something, that mask is exposed. It is exposed for in the open. Whether you leave it in a car or in a drawer or wherever you leave it at, is building up bacteria on those masks, and you put them back on the next time you need it to go in a store, but then you wind up with an infection, as I did. So I'm saying it for the record because I'm under medical advisory right now because of this mask. And not only that, I wound up getting them a sinus infection, it turned into some type of secondary infection where it's on my eyelids, it's on, and you know, these are things that I have to get this antibiotic. I got a, you know, couple different things I got to do to take care of myself. So really seriously talking about personal hygiene is important. And this is a health issue. And I wish the doctors would speak up and say something.
Yes, I wish they would too. But to get on radio and let everything on television and let everybody know what's really going on instead of hiding.
And it's and the thing of it is that if you're going in from one location to another location, say I don't have I'm a traveler and normally I don't most of my things since I moved out of my 3-bedroom home and went on my my 3-year journey around the world, traveling up and down the states, networking and getting to know people in the communities and cultures, just learning all that I could learn for my own betterment, for my own growth, for my own knowledge, because it never was a dream that I would be able to travel the world, yet it was spoken into my life that I would. So I followed that unction to go and explore and to learn some things for myself. And so with saying that, and this is me when I get back home, most of my things are in storage. So I don't have a lot of, and I don't want to have to keep going out buying this and that just to accommodate, stay safe. Don't get me wrong. I will stay safe. But at the same time,
me too.
Standard health care today in America sucks. It needs to be addressed, not reformed, addressed, that people of color, black, brown, Indian, Mexican, Puerto Rican, or whatever, Dominican, Republican, whatever, Guam, wherever you from, the islands, Jamaican islanders, wherever you are, whoever you are, if you get in standard care, even the veterans affairs, they give their recipients, their clientele, their patients standardized. There's standard, then there's standardized, and then there's quality. I want quality health care. I'm tired of the games with these reforms. I'm tired of them playing with my life. It may be too late because I could have,
right.
I honestly could have fought getting this infection had I been able to go to the doctor without all of this foolishness. So they tell you stay away from the emergency room or stay away from the hospitals if you have to, if you can, because the coronavirus victims are there, and, you know, the hospitals are full, and the care workers are, you know, are swamped and so on and so on. And so you stay away. But in that process, I was trying to call an eye throat doctor to see about my health, because I began to feel sick, and I knew that it wasn't corona and all of that kind of stuff. I knew it had nothing to do with that. So, but I was having other symptoms about some other things, and I experienced that. And I began to tell them when I rushed out to the clinics, hey, I want to come in and be seen if it's possible. They told me I couldn't be seen until I established myself a primary care physician and coming back home off the road. Especially after the pandemic, was difficult to get in to see a PCP. However, they made it easy through my agency, you know, portal and so on, and my chart and all that, which is beautiful. But I could not see a specialist that could have helped me keep this infection from getting as bad. For a month, I was untreated, and I have preconditions. During a pandemic, I want the world to know. I want the world to know. I don't mean any disrespect. I want them to know it's time to address these issues that we are having.
Thank you.
And they're allocating that. Yeah. They're allocating monies to all these other resources, but to people that need it, where is it?
Yes, where is it?
You know, these mothers all across the world are having issues with child care. This is another issue. It should be a part of the quality of life. In order for a mother to show up to work and be productive and to give the resources and the strengthen a team and keep productivity and what you call retention and continuous, which is continuous, you know, retention, keeping that customer coming back, buying with you, sitting with you, selling with you, eating with you, whatever it is, events and special guest appearances or whatever it is, you know, sponsorships and so on and so on. This is how you build this type of economy, this kind of network. And that's what I've been working on. And a lot of people want to know, how you do it? What do you do? I just get real with people in real time. And I found out what their needs are throughout the community, throughout some of the organizations like NAACP in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where the president is Michael McClanahan, and the former ex-president is Dr. Ernest Johnson, and you know, and so many others. And I got to meet with them and talk with them and find out what the community needed. And these changes, we're writing, we're not just talking about it, but we're actually putting them into a written format stating it. These are the changes that we're looking for. So what changes have you experienced and what changes do you expect is where the people should be talking. And because it's elevation. It's elevation time, so that we know the money is being shifted. What do we do with that money? Okay, let's tell these people how we want them to spend that money, our tax-paying money, what we want that money
yes.
to be spent on. We want that to be spent on quality health care, not the standard,
right.
you know, whatever reforms that need to take place, we need to do this. And we need to do it now, not wait and keep talking about it. Anybody got time for that? We've been repressed and suppressed for so long. Y'all know what's right. Make it right. Y'all know what's wrong. Make it right. Simple as that. Simple as that. That was a two-edged sword. No matter how you look at that, whether you know you're wrong and you participated in something that you shouldn't have been doing, wash your hands and get clean. Simple as that. let's go ahead and educate the people. Let's get these nonprofit organizations funded. Let's get these mothers child care. Let's get these let's bring this budget and really look at it and see how we can make sure that if those mothers and these low income families, period, because there's single fathers out here too. It's not just single mothers. But let's just look at it for real, like for real, for real. Let's just look at it. It don't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. It don't take just only the government to figure this out. We are the people with the power. We know what we want to see. As I recall, the change in the apartment complex, whether the apartment leasing agent or the manager or the owner refuses to hear your grievances, you write that up and you submit that either in an email form or you submit that in a written form or you go to the city apartment association. You give them your grievance and you tell them what's going on. They have a certain amount of time. They have to respond to you. Know your rights. That's what this is about. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm full. It was a lot. I know. I said it all fast. Go back and replay it. Download it. That's what this is about. So I'm excited because
tell the truth.
Thanks, G. It's just time for the change, you know. And people, the leadership. It's no reason to be upset with somebody because they in a different the world say the government call it classes. Because different disciplines, different studies and different disciplines bring you into a different class. Just like when you have a certain income, it brings you into a different income bracket. So with saying those things, it's time to elevate our thinking. It's time to put our power in the power of the pen, which is where it all began. If you go to, do your own research is all I could tell you because I'm here to protect what is precious and I'm here to expose the wrong by stating the changes in a new bill, in new bills pertaining to each, as they put it, subject. And I put it, program. Each one of us has something to offer. Each one of us was designed with gifts and talents. Each one of us has, whether it's a sing-song voice that can soothe the wickedest mind and bring it into, you remember the Pied Piper and how he came into town and he was doing his little flute, and he gathered up all the mice and he took them out to the waters and and then when they did not pay him, he brought them suckers right back and let them have it. He let them have it.
I heard
so
that.
So there's a thing. Right. So
where's my money?
Where's my money?
So don't mess me over right there. What's that word? I ain't gonna say it.
You know we keep it real here. I'm so excited now. Uh-huh. Y'all listening to Mind Blowing Decisions where we talk about life, love, and relationship. And I'm your host tonight, Michonne L. And you're listening to my co-host, Gigi Watson. And we just going to keep it real because that's what we do right here. We don't hold back nothing. So now we're saying that in respects to all the people, all of America who have suffered and lost folks through this COVID pandemic.
I lost my Facebook friend and her daughter.
Our hearts go out to you. We grieve with you.
Yeah, just got married. And her aunt right there, and they taking the heart.
We respect
and her birthday just,
each.
Just passed.
Go ahead, G. And I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My heart is just grieving for. My heart is just grieving for people that we have lost. Some we lost because of the COVID. Because of COVID-19, and some we lost natural causes and so many other reasons, natural things. We lose people every day, and to those who lost victims, I don't want to say it the way, this is not my headline. George Floyd is not my headline. However, he's a brother of mine who, yet I did not know, but I knew. And I have the same phobias and fears every day about my children, about my brothers, about people that I know, my friends, my neighbors, my husband, who's dear to me, who I look up to and respect, who's my friend, my best friend. And I'm more than quite whether I see them again. I don't know where, truthfully, I don't know some things that I should know as of today, and those things that I don't know makes me hungry to learn and research more how I can protect my people, how I can find a safe way, a safe passage for us to navigate without the brutality, without the lawlessness, without the backlash. There's some serious things that we need to address, like people, being snatched, children being snatched, unsolved mysteries,
yes.
And people in jail now. They, with marijuana being legal in most states. Well, I don't know if it's in most states. It should be. It shouldn't even had even ever been a question when this earth has yielded that fruit plant to us for medicinal purposes. And it is that what it is, what it do, and it do what it do, and it does relax the mind. So for those who cannot handle yourself and need regimens and don't need to touch it because you can't handle it, don't touch something you are not ready and prepared for. However, saying that, those that celebrate 420, we had T. Smalls, was it? We did an interview with him. Miss P did an interview with him, and he had a song talking about one of his new singles on his album, on his CD, was something about 420, how they turn up and stuff. Pressing they so today, like never before. The gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans, and the queer. That community have been given rights not to be fired. not to be fired from their employment. And so now, in fear of being who they are, being natural to who they believe that they are, they have been recognized and given rights and been put on the books, because people like I, or like the people, not saying that I had anything to do with that, people like myself and people like who want to see change, people that's in that community who want to see change, who've been at this for years and years and years since the beginning, about their rights, because gay people have been around forever, even though people wanted to shy away from it and just so many other lasciviousness. And I'm not saying that is, because when you find love, you find love. I'm saying that the way the people think, the mindset of a person who is a certain doctrine, see it and perceive it, and the world knows it. I'm not making any excuse. It's just what it is. It's real talk. And so
right.
knowing how, right, girl, because I promise you, I ain't finna do it. I ain't finna be second guessing what I got to say. I'm saying facts, things that people won't say. I'm just going to talk about it, because that's what we do here on Mind Blown Decisions. And being Michonne is just free them to be able to know who I am and to be able to express myself in an articulate way where I don't hurt anyone, but I bring facts and truth, mm-hmm. to the table. And so here we are. We're talking about it. We're mm-hmm. talking about the truck drivers and the insurance people, the rates, the insurance rates and the freight rate that's going up, that the economy being affected with the traveling industry, and just so much need to be changed. And look, that you cannot block everybody in and enclose us and encase us and keep us from growing and keep us from making a living. This is our life. This is our livelihood, and we deserve our pay. We deserve the right to work in a conducive atmosphere where we can feel like we're appreciated and we can grow. We deserve the right to say no, that we don't want to take this test. We deserve the right to say that this is our born right. Ain't even so much we deserve. This is our born right. And no matter if socialism and social equality and social rights and civil rights and human rights and all our rights and all of these things, we got a right to reserve that shit. And it's just time for people to address the truth. So with saying that,
I agree.
Thank you. Well, the facts is that truth stands alone, and it don't really need any witness. Now, you can go ahead and be in denial all you want and pretend as if this does not affect. But when you cause someone to stumble, when you set up snares for forms and doctrines and through idolatry and through greed and through suspicion and through hatred and through groups of violence and acts of impurities and things of that nature and lawlessness, what do you think we're going to get? So this is what we got to look at too. We got to look at all of it. We got to look at the spiritual. We got to look at the natural. We got to look at the we got to look at the money management. We got to look at the budget. I mean, we got to go down at life. I'm an accountant by trade. I went to school. Yes, I did. I went to school in Houston and got me a trade. Yep, I did that. So now with doing that, it taught me how to open up a business. It taught me how to close a business. So I can open up a business from infancy, and I can take it to its grave. Now, however, I learned, because of the type of businesses that I'm in, I learned codes. I learned codes because I'm into medical billing and coding. So I had to learn medical terminology. So I learned how to read different languages. Don't be mad. Position yourself. Take the chance on yourself. It's okay to believe that you can accomplish some things even when it's far away from your reach. Keep moving forward. Never let anyone stop you. Keep grinding. Keep your head focused. This young man tell me that when things get so clouded and because you got so much to look at, he said, I want you to just stop 10 minutes, close your eyes and breathe and feel your energy and see where you are. And once you come up out of that meditative state of breathing and focusing in on just your breathing, you have clarity out this world. You'll see things clearer. You'll hear things clearer because you shut everything out. And you focus only on what you knew that you could do. See, I can't do what you do, and I can't do it. And I can do, as a matter of fact, I can do what you do. I may not be able to do it the way you do it or the effective because I'm designed to do what I'm designed to do. And you are who you are, and you're designed to do what you're designed to do. And you can learn. You have the capabilities of learning so much. So many things at one time. The mind is brilliant. You are brilliant. Never let anyone tell you different. And anybody that makes you feel less than that, anyone tell you that you don't have the right to that, then you stand
right
with all your dignity and you make a conscious decision. I'm a special man. I'm a special woman with powers and abilities you can't see. It's just that simple. I can be whatever I want to be. That's my declaration. So listen, y'all listen to my flowing decisions where we talk about life, love, and relationship. I'm your host tonight, as usual, Michonne L. And my sister, Gigi Watson, our station.
Love you so much. It's true. Great job.
You're going in and out.
Success Radio 101 with the Black Woman. You all have a great night. More love.
Michelle.
More love to you.
Yeah. Okay, there. Now I can hear you now. Okay.
You couldn't hear me at all?
I'm saying good night, y'all.
I apologize. Oh. I'm telling y'all good night. I'm so excited that I'm just saying good night. More love to you. Y'all know that you're brilliant. Know that you got stuff to offer. You have stuff to look within yourself and pull up, and if you got a voice
right.
and you got something to say, you need to speak up and stand up, and it ain't about Black Lives That Matter, because if you really look at the word internet and who it designed it, even though we do matter, we do matter. With it, Trump said it. Y'all got to listen to the messages that these people are saying. Read between the lines. They said it is a hate group. And because they said they want to come after people in any means necessary, when you use words like that, then you become ISIS. You become a territorial enemy and all this kind of stuff. And people got to be careful.
Right.
So, I bid you all to stay safe. Be good to yourself, love yourself, trust yourself. I'm your host. I love you, Paul. More love to you. Gigi, I love you, girl. Have a great night.
I love you too, girlfriend. All right.